From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. The European Union has accused Turkey of backsliding on democracy and urged Ankara to conduct a structured and more frequent political dialogue on key issues. Members of the European Parliament approved the annual report on Turkey Thursday. The report criticized the country's record on human rights and media freedom last year and urged the country to show progress on rule of law and fundamental values. Ankara immediately rejected the report. 2 years after Boko Haram insurgents kidnapped hundreds of schoolgirls from the Nigerian town of Chibok, a video has emerged purporting to show 15 of them alive and well. VOA's Chris Stein reports from Lagos, Nigeria.
The camera pans shakily over the girls' faces as they recite their names and where they were abducted from. The video, which was obtained by CNN, is the first time any of the 219 abducted girls have been seen publicly since Boko Haram released a propaganda video featuring a group of them shortly after their capture in 2014. As residents of the town gathered at the ruins of the school to mark the two-year anniversary, Chibok elder Ayuba Alamson said many had taken heart in the girls' appearance in the video. Others were wary. Philip Yama, whose sister Margaret Yama was abducted, says he's heard too many rumors about the girl since the abduction to take the video at face value.
I can't believe it until I saw this girl with my own eyes.
Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
A 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck southern Japan late Thursday, knocking over at least 19 houses. A U.S. Geological Survey said the initial quake was followed by several others in the Kumamoto Prefecture on Japan's Kyushu Island. Japanese broadcasters report at least 15 people being taken to hospitals. This is VOA News.